latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
Christian music is one of the strongest sectors of the music industry, and in Australia and the US, it's generally regarded as the sector that's growing, at least in comparison to the others. But that doesn't mean that you're making a lot of money. In many cases, far from it. If you're a performer in Christian music in Australia, there's generally three ways for you to earn an income. The first is you work full-time for a church. The second is you have a day job in a sphere other than music. You might be a tradie, barista, bank manager, or work for a corporation. And the third is your primary income comes from playing music in pubs, clubs, at weddings, or teaching music at a local school. The Saga is a duo featuring two girls, Alyssa and Georgia, that's best known for its radio hits Set Fire and Fearless. Welcome, girls. Alyssa, as one member of the duo, where does your income come from?
I would definitely be option number three. I consider myself a full-time musician, so yeah, most of my income would come from my gigs in pubs, clubs, weddings, corporate functions. I sing at funerals as well, but I guess the common denominator there is that it's all music-based.
Georgia?
Very similar. I'm a freelance singer in Melbourne. I sing at a lot of jazz bars. I sing at corporate events, little bars that sing acoustic pop duos. I do a lot of different things and I do voiceovers as well. So I've always had a love for the arts and been successful in making money out of my music career. But I'm also a teacher 2 days a week and I teach in a youth justice centre. So I do music therapy with boys in custody.
Alyssa, do you see the Saga becoming your main source of income or is it kind of a heart project?
This whole Saga thing is definitely the heart project, but I guess the way that we fund this heart project is from all of our other work within the music industry. So I guess without what we already do, we wouldn't be able to sustain this new venture, I guess.
Georgia, what resources do you need to be involved in Christian music?
I think you have to have a team. We're in the studio today recording our next song and we've got a pastor from the Baptist Church in Kyneton. He's doing our marketing for our merchandise and we've got Luke Batterbury, who's our producer. We've got our videographers and Alyssa and I and Hugo. We've got another lyricist, Hugo, that's come and worked with us today. And basically you have to have a team because it does cost money, obviously. Like at the moment, at this very moment, we're independent. So we're writing our songs, we're spending money to record our clips and record our songs. If we get signed or if, you know, we get sponsorship or whatever happens, we get a tour that allows us to get paid, then that'll change. But I think you need to have a team and people that are willing to say, hey, I'll record a clip for you. Let's look at a price that's worth it for both of us, but that people are actually, their heart is in it. So they're willing to do something for half price or do something for free because their goal is to share Christian music with people.
We'll continue our chat with the Saga next week and explore the new wave of contemporary music coming out of the Catholic Church in Australia. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.